Hello, everyone. This is Austin Peterson, and today is Thursday, November 14th. This is the Freedom Report Podcast, Episode 2. Today, we're going to be talking about the latest with Obamacare. Numbers out today, reported by the Washington Post, show that just more than 106,000 people registered for healthcare.gov, as reported by the administration. Also, we've got an incredible story today out of Louisiana, where an armed family rescued their loved one and killed the kidnapper. Also, here's a question. Would you visit a professional cuddler? A woman who saw a man giving away free hugs on the street came up with a business idea when someone right next to the free hug guy was giving away deluxe hugs for $2. More on that coming up later in the Freedom Report Podcast. Enrollment figures of Obamacare show a steep challenge ahead for the administration. Only 106,000 people have enrolled for Obamacare. The Congressional Budget Office is expecting 7 million people to sign up by spring. Senator Marco Rubio of Florida said that the numbers are an early warning sign that this legislation can't be fixed. But Democrat Nancy Pelosi said that, even with the difficulties of the website, we have seen tremendous demand for what the Affordable Care Act has to offer. Also, former President Bill Clinton signaled to Democrats that it's okay to break with Obama over the health plan when he stated that the president should keep his promises. Senators Dianne Feinstein and Mary Landrieu are doing just that by sponsoring a bill called the Keep the Affordable Care Promises Act. No, it's called the Keep the Affordable Care Promises Act, or something like that. It's got act in there twice. The bill would allow people to keep their insurance indefinitely, and keyword indefinitely. This bill could really harm the law. It would basically mean that millions of people who have left the private market will stay put. If those people are young and healthy, which we assume they are, Obamacare's premiums are going to rise. So while the bill would solve Obama's political problems, it's going to worsen his policy problems because the entire bill relies on young and healthy people to enroll for it to be a success. Meanwhile, the president's approval rating is at the lowest it's ever been. Gallup tracking polls show a steady climb down for the president, following a similar trend line to George W. Bush, who over his two terms saw a steady downward climb. Now, here's an absolutely unbelievable story out of Louisiana from the Arsenault family. Bethany Arsenault had been kidnapped, and the family reported her missing to the police. But when the police were turning up no leads, the family grew desperate. They grabbed their guns and began their own manhunt. They initially began a search of the woods, which turned up an abandoned home, which revealed that Bethany was imprisoned inside by her former boyfriend, Scott Thomas. Marcus Arsenault said that his son squeezed off a warning shot when the family burst in, but shot and killed Scott Thomas when he continued to stab the woman as they approached. Marcus said he stabbed her a few times, and once they got closer, he stabbed her again. That's why she hollered. He started stabbing as they got close. Bethany was wounded but survived. "I hate that it happened like this," Marcus said. "I don't feel like anyone should lose their life. My prayers go out to the Thomas family, and I'm sorry for their loss, but we had to save our niece." That's an incredible story. So if you want to see more, go to thelibertarianrepublic.com. The story's on the front page. Just scroll down about the Louisiana family. You can watch the video report there at thelibertarianrepublic.com and learn more about this absolutely incredible story. And here's our last story today, something a little lighter. Would you visit a professional cuddler? This comes out of Portland, Oregon. Samantha Hess knew that there would be a market for her business idea that charges customers $60 a pop to cuddle with her for an hour. Now, this isn't prostitution. Listen to this. Hess reportedly came up with the idea after seeing people holding up signs and giving away free hugs to passersby. Another man held up a sign that said, "Deluxe hugs for $2. Now, people flocked to buy the deluxe hugs. Can you believe that? $2. Now, Hess saw this as her opening. A month later, she'd opened up her own little cuddle parlor called The Snuggery. Apparently, business is booming. She's part of a growing group of people who spread joy in a strictly non-sexual way for clients who are willing to pay to get the physical attention they are lacking in their regular lives. Cuddle therapists are popping up all over the United States in recent years. They dub themselves as healers and claim to bring solace and commit contentment to those who need a friendly touch. And those are your stories. I am your host, Austin Peterson, for the Freedom Report, Episode 2. Thank you very much for listening. We are brought to you by Puff Wealth, puffwealth.com, financial management. If you need your money taken care of, you go to Puff Wealth. Tell them Austin Peterson sent you. Thank you very much. Don't forget to go to thelibertarianrepublic.com. Subscribe to our podcast, The Freedom Report, coming to you every workday, 5 days a week. Have a great day, and hopefully I will see you tomorrow.